And so, as you know, the Chittamatrin school is, this is the proponent of the Mahayana tenets, right? So it's a proponent of Mahayana tenets. So they believe in both the selflessness of person and the selflessness of phenomena. So in order to achieve enlightenment, not only one has to realize the emptiness, but has to meditate on that again and again. And, you know, through perfecting in that, then one can eventually achieve the state of full enlightenment. So as you already know that in the Vaivashika and the Southantika school, they don't assert both selflessness, the selflessness of person and selflessness of phenomena. They only assert the selflessness of person, right, in the Vaivashika and Southantika school. And when you come up to the Chittamatrin school, then there, they assert both selflessness of person and selflessness of phenomena.
So, the
selflessness of phenomena, you know, like as we discussed in our previous class. The substance of phenomena. The substance of phenomena is the external object, and any phenomena that is empty of the external object, or empty of existing from externally, or external object. And then there's also examples such as, the example of subtle substance of phenomena, the emptiness that is a form, and its form apprehending, value cognizes empty of being, other substances, the subject and object being, different substances. And also other examples explained in the text is the emptiness that is the form's emptiness of existing by way of its one characteristic as a base for assigning the term form. And then also when it explains about the emptiness, there are 20 type of emptiness or 16 emptinesses or 8 emptiness or 4 emptiness and so forth. And now it comes to the conventional truth. So the definition of the conventional truth is that which is realized by means of valid direct perceiver that realizes it clearly with dualistic appearance.
And so,
this is that which is realized by means of valid cognizer, or valid perceiver that realizes it clearly with a dualistic appearance. So, for example, like a form, when we talk about the form is anything that can be perceived by our eye consciousness, is called form. And and so in ordinary beings, eye consciousness, and when it perceives the form object, and it perceives, with the dualistic appearance, means like with apprehending to, or grasping to the external object, we talked about the external object, right? So with some grasping to the external object.
And so
so like you know, our eye consciousness when it's looking into the flower, you know, when it's looking at a flower, so you see the flower, which is the object, and then eye consciousness, which sees the flower, is the subject, right? So, you know, when we think of these two, you know, things like the eye consciousness and the flower that is perceived by the eye consciousness, it, you know, to us it appears as if they have no connection. Objects over there and subjects over here, and they have no connection. You know, so that is how you know, how it appears to us. So that is what it means by dualistic appearance. So in this context, you know, seeing those two things, you know, the subject and the object and the subject as you know, as not connected or not related, you know, is mistaken. So the reason why that is mistaken is because the object, flower, and the subject, eye consciousness, those both of them came from the same substantial cause. And so therefore there is a very strong bond or connection. So when it says with dualistic appearance, so when you say dualistic, you know, so that is a little bit of, you know, from there you can understand it is mistaken. When it says without dualistic appearance, then that is the truth. You know, but when it's, you know, when it says with dualistic appearance, then there is some mistake in solid
there.
So according to this rule, all the phenomena are divided into two, conventional truth and ultimate truth, right? So as long as it is a thing that is existing, it has to be either conventional truth or ultimate truth. There is nothing that is not included. There is no phenomena that is not included within these two. And so then when it comes to the division in the conventional truth, so among and within all the phenomena, you know, the things that are emptiness or ultimate truth, you know, it's already, you know, included within inside the ultimate truth. So they're not touching that part. Well, those which are those phenomena which are not emptiness or not ultimate truth are, you know, are divided as compounded phenomena or non-compounded phenomena. So one part of the division of the conventional truth, you know, is called other power phenomena. So all the compounded phenomena, in this case, all the compounded phenomena are other power phenomena, because all the compounded phenomena exist by depending on cause and condition, by depending on other, you know, causes and condition, and so therefore they are all called other power phenomena.
And
so here it says another division, you know, the other power phenomena and conventional truths that are included in imaginaries.
Bhagavad-gītā. 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 Bhag